dangling loosely in hand-punched eyelets. His hat was gone, so was the horn he had once carried. Gone for years, that horn. Spilled from the hand of a dying friend. And he missed them both. He breasted a gently rising dune, although there was no sand here. The desert was hardpan, and even the harsh winds that blew when dark came raised only an aggravating, harsh dust like scouring powder, and saw the kicked remains of a tiny campfire on the lee side, the side the sun would quit earliest. Small signs like this, once more affirming the man in black's possible humanity, never failed to please him. His lips stretched in the pitted, flaked remains of his face. The grin was gruesome, painful. He squatted. His quarry had burned the devil grass, of course. It was the only thing out here that would burn. It burned with a greasy, flat light, and it burned slow. Border dwellers had told him that devils lived even in the flames. They burned it, but would not look into the light. They said the devils hypnotized, beckoned, would eventually draw the one who looked into the fires. And the next man, foolish enough to look into the fire, might